Okay, my name is Roger and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is March 8th, 2010. I was 60 years old then, and I'd been drinking for about 25 years, heavily drinking for about 25 years. And one of the odd things about all of that is that I never considered myself an alcoholic. I never even knew that anybody considered themselves as alcoholics. And it wasn't until two people, the woman who's currently my wife and my brother, who booted me into a rehab facility. And there I was with 17 other people who were alcoholics. And it was after about a couple of weeks that I realized, okay, there's something called alcoholism, and there's something called an alcoholic, and I'm one of them. So that was my step one, essentially, and the first time I ever really accepted the step one. So it was an odd, it was an odd time to finally realize that I was an alcoholic. And there are a lot of alcoholics. In the Toronto area, for example, there are something like 500 AA meetings a week. That's a lot of meetings. That's a lot of alkies. And obviously, we need these meetings to deal with that particular problem. I started going to AA meetings around that time. And after a couple of months, I really couldn't stand them. And what I'm talking about now are traditional AA meetings where there was just simply too much God for me, in the steps. And, I wasn't treated particularly well as an agnostic at these meetings. And it's strange because I actually have a master's degree in religious studies, which I got at McGill University in Montreal many years ago. And but there, and I was there for 10 years, and I taught people who were ordinands who were going to become ministers. I was an agnostic, and I was treated with enormous, well, I was treated with respect. There was no pushing, there was no condemning. So it bothered me a great deal that I was not treated well at these traditional AA meetings. And it was a funny thing because I finally decided I can't keep going to these meetings. And that was after about 3 months. And then I discovered a meeting with this fellow Joe started called AA Beyond Belief. Well, Beyond Belief, Agnostics and Freethinkers is the name of the full name of the group. And it was in Toronto, and I went to that meeting for the very first time after about 3 months of deciding of being at traditional meetings, and finally I was at this one, which Joe was one of the people who launched in September on September 24th, 2009. So I go into this meeting, and there are about 20 people, and there's a lot of sharing, and and it was just like it was just great. I really appreciated it. And I walked out of the meeting. I'm walking down the street and I'm thinking, I'm saved. this is gonna work for me. So we're another secular AA meeting, by the way, around that time, We Agnostics that I attended was launched on September 7th, 2010. Now, these are the two only agnostic AA groups in all of Canada at that time. So it was really quite a remarkable experience. Now, so, and now here's what happened. On May 31st, 2011, the two groups, the only two secular AA groups in all of Canada, were booted out of the Greater Toronto Intergroup. And that was because we used secular versions of the 12 steps. As simple as that. When the group was booted out, I did something rather odd. I contacted the Toronto Star, which is the largest newspaper in all of Canada, to tell them what had happened. And they ended up, 3 days later, we were booted out on Tuesday, and on Friday, they ended up with this front page article that was quite great. It was called, "Does Religion Belong at AA? Fight Over God Splits Toronto AA Groups." So that was what was happening at that time. And, you know, I was devastated that we were booted out, and all of the members were devastated. I mean, I went to the first meeting after we were booted out, and people were crying, for Pete's sakes. So a few years later, the founder of the We Agnostics group lodged a legal complaint with the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal about these groups being booted out. And founded in 1962, the tribunal ensures, among other things, that, quote, "every person has the right to be free from discriminatory or harassing behavior that is based upon religion." The tribunal determined that the groups are secular groups that wish to be a part of the intergroup, or all groups that wish to be a part of this particular intergroup, according to the intergroup, must have a belief in a higher power of God. So if the intergroup wanted to continue to behave this way, it would have to declare itself and establish itself as a religion. And that really was the end of it. After almost 6 years, in 2017, the secular AA groups were once again accepted as legitimate and respected members of the Greater Toronto Area Intergroup. So, why am I talking about that? Well, let's back up a bit. Once the groups were booted out, 2 weeks later, and they were booted out on May 31st, 2011. 2 weeks later, on June 15th, another guy and I ended up starting a website. And the purpose of the website was initially called AA Toronto Agnostics, and its purpose was simply to provide the time and locations of these two secular AA meetings. So that was the initial purpose. You know, and around that time, it was very interesting, I added a secular version of the 12 steps to the menu of the website. And we had a meeting of members of the two secular AA groups to talk about the role of this website, AA Toronto Agnostics. And at that meeting, there was a virtually unanimous vote to remove the secular version of the 12 steps that I had put on the website. Now you have to go back, you know, to 2011 to understand that kind of behavior, when, you know, groups were being booted out all over the world because they were secular. That's not the case today, but that was the case then. I never did remove this 12 steps. And the alternative 12 steps, if you ever go to the website AA Agnostica, you'll see something called on the menu, the alternative 12 steps. And I have six different versions of them there these days, but it's one of the most popular items on that website. Roughly 150,000 viewers over the past decade have gone to look at the alternative 12 steps. For the last 10 years, that's 40 or so each and every day, go to look at these secular 12 steps. So early on as well, when this website was launched and its name was changed to A Agnostica, I decided to invite people to post articles on the website. And I don't remember why I did that. Really, I don't. There are very few sites that invite people to share their experience, strength, and hope. And at that time, I didn't know of a single such website. Certainly none that invited recovering alcoholics and addicts to write articles. So it was kind of exciting. In the first, as I say, we started in mid-June 2011, and over those 6 months, 17 articles were published. And the next year, a total of 46 was published, just about one every week. And these were written by, in that year, 2012, these were written by 22 people from three countries, Great Britain, Canada, and the United States. So that was basically the beginning of the early beginning of the Agnostica website. As of today, a total of 708 articles have been posted on the Agnostica, and roughly 3.5 million people have visited the website. So over the years, of course, from 2011 to now, there has been a great growth of secular AA. And, there have been three conventions, the one in Santa Monica in 2014, the one in Austin, Texas in 2016, the one in Toronto in 2018. And of course, there's been a huge growth of AA meetings. Now, I think Zoom as well, and we'll find out one of these days, I think Zoom has contributed as well to the growth of this particular movement. So, but we'll see if there ever is a post-Zoom. There won't be a post-Zoom, but there will be a time when we can go back to in-person meetings. And by the way, I go to in-person meetings twice a week here in Hamilton, Ontario, which were launched in 2016 and 2018, called We Agnostics. Now, I want to mention now, I've talked about the website, I've talked about my early recovery, I want to talk about books that have been published. And to date, I have, through Agnostica, I published 10 books. And the first one was the little book. And I just want to, mention that, because at the time, Joe, who's at this meeting, was also completing his book, Beyond Belief. And he'd been working on it, I think, for something like 5 years. And I'd been working on the little book for a little less time, about a year. And I was trying to get this book published before Joe published his, but he beat me to it by a couple of weeks. So he got his book published in January of 2013, and the little book was in February. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the little book, because I never thought that I was going to be putting a book together, but this one happened because one of the things is it contains 20 secular versions of the 12 steps. And I had never known early on at that time that there were that many different versions. A fellow from England, Gabe, sent me a half a dozen. And that said, holy smokes, what's going on here? There are all these different versions of the 12 steps. So the other thing in the little book that really excited me was interpretations of each one of the steps, secular interpretations of each one of the steps. And they were by four different people, two women and two men, who were authors of different books. One was Stephanie Covington, who wrote a book called A Woman's Way Through the 12 Steps. Another one was Therese Jacob Stewart, who wrote Mindfulness in the 12 Steps. Alan Berger, many of you will know, who wrote The Therapeutic Value of the 12 Steps. And Gabor Mate wrote in the realm of Hungry Ghosts. So it was a lot of fun putting that book together, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun publishing it. Now, another book that we published was called The Alternatives 12 Steps, A Secular Guide to Recovery. And that was actually initially published by these two women authors in 1991, a long time ago. And look at the name of it, The Alternative 12 Steps, A Secular Guide to Recovery. In 1991, yes, yes, indeed. And so I wanted to republish it, but I couldn't unless I had the permission of the two authors. And I finally, it took me about a year, but I finally got a hold of them, and they gave me permission to do a second edition of the book. The final book I want to mention is the book Do Tell, Stories by Atheists and Agnostics in AA, simply because we had asked, and we had really pushed through AA Agnostica, we'd really pushed the grapevine to publish a book for atheists and agnostics. Over 7 years, they had only posted 41 articles written by atheists and agnostics. But we wanted them to take those 41 articles and put them in a book and publish it. And they refused to do it. So we decided to publish the book, or to create a book called Do Tell, Stories by Atheists and Agnostics in AA. And it's amazing because at the time we got 30 articles. Well, we got well over 30. We got 40 or 50. But we printed 15 by women and 15 by men in that book. And, you know, that was, to me, when I think about that today, that was how, at that time, how powerful that website was. How do you get 15, a total of 30 people writing articles for you? You know, give me a break. That's hard work. That would be extraordinarily difficult to do today. But at that time, with this explosion of interest in secular AA, it was quite easy to do. So, let me talk now. I'm working towards a conclusion here, but let me talk about step 12. I mentioned early on that step one hit me hard, and hit me only, you know, after I'd been in rehab and discovered that I was an alcoholic and accepted that there was something called alcoholism. Step one, very important to me. Step 12 as well. And step 12 is really about service. And I had, when I was in early recovery, when I was going to these Beyond Belief meetings, I met this guy by the name of Wayne. And I was very impressed with him. He was so caring about other people and so helpful. And he was working at another rehab facility called Renaissance, and he was just so joyful to be there to help people in recovery as best he could. Now, he developed cancer, and I spent a lot of time driving him to hospitals, and Joe will quite well remember, I would drive him to the Beyond Belief meeting on Thursday night. And he wrote an article for AA Agnostica, which was posted 12 days before he died. And the article was called A Higher Purpose. Not a higher power for him, a higher purpose. And his purpose in recovery was simply to be a decent human being and care about other people. And if they needed help, to do whatever he could do to help them. You know, he had been in rehab 4 times. And in this article that he wrote, he used a quote that he found from Bill Wilson in the 12 and 12 book. And the quote is, "As alcoholics, the primary fact that we fail to recognize is our total inability to form a true partnership with another human being." As alcoholics. And, you know, that was his higher purpose as a sober human being, was to form real partnerships with people and be as helpful as he possibly could. And I certainly agree with that quote. You know, I went through a couple of marriages as an alcoholic, and it was very evident that really I didn't have much of a relationship with anyone. I was in a mode of isolation as an alcoholic. So it was a real pleasure to meet Wayne and to understand his higher purpose, and also to learn from that and to try to become a more decent and caring human being. And with that, I'll end. Thank you.